Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It is time now for The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang. And today we're putting the spotlight on currencies, focusing on the Aussie dollar and the British pound.
That's right. All of this following the latest FOMC meeting where the Fed reiterated its message that it is still some ways to go before tapering on its bond buying program. And overnight, we actually saw the US dollar pushing new 1 month lows. So something to keep track of and someone to help us with that is Adam Ishmael. He is the head of dealing for Asia for OFX. Morning, Adam. How are you doing today?
Hi, Ryan. Hi, Elliot. Doing well, thanks. Hope you're both well yourselves.
We're doing great as well. Happy Friday, Adam. So let's walk through what's happened in the past week on the currency market. On some fronts, it was mostly quiet. What are we seeing from the past few days?
It certainly has been quiet. You know, the main event really was the FOMC meeting in the U.S. this past Wednesday. The outcome from that is that the Fed is set on holding firm with its current bond buying scheme and push back against any imminent tightening due to what's believed to be a strong rebound and current showing in the economy. Speaking on inflation, they are maintaining the same message that the rises are only transitionary. So, you know, although market impact was quite muted, USD index fell 0.2%. The Euro-U.S. pair had a bit of a drop before rising back. And we also saw the U.S. yen pair, which is often used as a reflection for risk appetite, experience a similar showing and recovering to a level of 110.30.
We're on the line with Adam Ishmael, head of dealing for Asia at OFX. Adam, let's turn our attention now to Australia. Of course, Sydney has extended the lockdown by 4 weeks. That started on Wednesday. And the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has come out to say that vaccinations alone will not end Sydney's COVID-19 lockdown. I mean, what is this going to do for the Aussie dollar?
You know what? We saw Aussie get slightly stronger at the beginning of the week, but again, as you said, it continues to be flat, restrained by the extended lockdown in Sydney. We saw the release of second quarter inflation came in a little bit better than expected on a year-on-year scale. CPI rose 3.8% versus an estimate of 3.7%. But a concern, again, is that it's hard to predict how these new waves of lockdowns, especially after the announcement, is going to impact the country as well as the dollar. It's 4 additional weeks, over half the country's population is locked down.
Yeah.
It's looking like it's going to continue to be quite flat.
Adam, turning our attention from the Aussie dollar to the British pound, let's look at what's happening there. We had the UK Freedom Day 2 weeks ago to mark the lifting of restrictions. How much is that helping the sterling?
Well, earlier this week, sterling did have a nice rally against its peers, the US dollar and euro. And there has been positive news of UK COVID cases dropping for, I think, the fifth day in a row. So the pound did see some positive momentum, hitting above 1.38 and 1.17 against US and euro, respectively. Beyond that, there really is little economic data coming out from the UK over the next week. So we anticipate and expect the market to continue to be driven by ongoing COVID sentiment. So for businesses monitoring the ongoing uncertainty, sometimes it can be stressful. So we certainly recommend setting up rate alerts on OFX.com. That way businesses can focus on managing their operations and we can focus on the currency markets for them.
We've been speaking with Adam Ishmael, who is the head of dealing for Asia at OFX. Adam, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you both. All the best and stay safe.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.